Hello, this is Father Bob Warren of the Franciscan Friars of the Atonement. Thank you for listening to this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour radio show. The Friars' popular Ave Maria Hour was first brought to the radio airwaves in 1939, recorded in New York City and on the mountainside grounds at Graymore, a home in Garrison, New York. These timeless classic stories of the Bible and the lives of the saints came to life each week through dramatic reenactment by professional actors and actresses. You know, friends, Christ once said, "Do not hide your treasure under a bushel." In saying this, he meant share your gifts, share your talents. The Friars of the Atonement feel the message in these broadcasts remains as powerful and timely as when they were originally aired, and we are so happy to be able to share them with you today. To learn more about the missions and ministries of the Friars of the Atonement, I invite you to visit our website, www.atonementfriars.org. In the meantime, sit back and enjoy this rebroadcast of the Ave Maria Hour.
Magdalene.
Hypocrite! You're all hypocrites! So my credit isn't good enough for you. Oh, my money is good enough when I've got it. You hypocrite, take your hands off me! And don't worry, I won't be back. I wouldn't buy a grain of salt from you now. Not one grain. Hypocrite. They're all hypocrites. Oh, this town makes me sick.
Mary?
What do you want?
Nothing. Nothing, really. Have you been well?
Fine, I'm fine.
Do you need anything?
Yes, I need anything. I need money. I've run out of money. Lend me some.
No, Mary. I will give you food or money for your debts, but no money for wine. That's what you want it for, and you drink. You don't drink like other people do, and it isn't good for you.
I knew you'd say no. I don't know why I was stupid enough to ask.
Oh, Mary, come home with me. Rest up for a few days and eat some good food.
Do you think I'd go back to that place? You're crazy. No, Mary, I will give you food, but no money, you naughty child. You might get drunk and do bad things. And worst of all, you'll embarrass me. You pious hypocrite.
Mary, this will get us nowhere.
Oh, you'd like to call me names too, wouldn't you? But you're afraid of being vulgar. Go on, Martha. Call me a tramp. That's what I am. Why are you so afraid of the truth?
You haven't changed and you never will. Have I ever told you of the shame? The shame of hearing my sister's name become a word on the street? The shame of knowing that Mary Magdalene, my sister, is a prostitute.
Oh, my pious sister.
Oh, I've had all I can stand. There's no more forgiveness in my heart. You've killed any feeling in me for you. To me, you're dead. I mourn my sister who died years ago. I can't help you. I cannot even try anymore.
Hypocrite! Hypocrite! Hypocrite!
What is the matter with you, girl? Cheer up. Come on, have another drink. You're no good for business if you're sad. Customers get sad, I lose money. Besides, I hate sad faces. I can't stand them.
I hate smug faces. Pious faces. Hypocritical faces. I say that to live, you have to get a little dirty.
Right.
I look life in the eye. And I say, you're not very pretty, life. You don't give what a person thinks you're going to give. But you can sure be a lot of fun.
Now you're talking, Mary. Have fun. And give a little too. Get it?
Here's to lots of fun.
Mary, you know that preacher's in town? Jesus. There's always a crowd around him. There'll be lots of purses just waiting to be parted from their owners. How about it?
Lead the way, friend. Lead the way. Hey, old man.
Hmm?
Which one is the Nazarene?
Oh, there. On the other side of the well. His back to us. He is the Christ.
I hear he works magic.
Magic? Oh. Well, I don't understand.
Hey, Mary, come here. Mary, keep him busy. The one you're talking to. I'll grab his purse and run.
I'm not so sure, Isaac. He's a tired-looking thing. What can he own?
I said keep him busy. Go on, do as I say.
Old man, tell me more about your Nazarene. I'd like to hear about his magic tricks. Is it true that he walks over the water?
Oh, do not mock him, young woman. He is the Messiah, the Son of God. Now, you don't understand, but you must not make light of him. He does not work magic. He has worked miracles. The sick have been healed by touching the hem of his robe because they believe. He has fed 5,000 people with 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes.
Oh, that must have been a sight.
I ask you again, young woman, do not mock him. Laugh at me all you wish. I'm not important. He is God. His miracles alone are the proof of that.
He must be very busy.
He is. Here, stop! Stop, thief! Stop that man tried to steal my purse.
Oh, now, don't get all excited. You look as if you can afford it. Maybe the thief has to steal. Who knows?
You know him, don't you?
Well, now, wait. If you're going to make trouble...
Well, no harm's been done. The harm may come to you.
Now, just a minute. Who do you think you're talking to?
Now, forgive me, but I know the wrong kind of companions. Wrong kind of companions can lead to trouble. Deep trouble with the soul. Troubled soul can lead to dark and dangerous paths. If you just listen to the voice of Jesus, let him reach you.
What are you, anyway?
I? Well, at the moment, I feel I'm only a meddlesome old man. My excuse is that, well, quite without meaning to, I sometimes talk too much. I can see I hurt you. Please, I didn't mean to be unkind.
Hurt me? Don't be a fool. You're probably a pious old hypocrite just like everybody else in this town, but I don't know. For some reason, I like you. Now, don't ask me why. I don't know.
May I ask one favor of you?
Why, what do you want?
Will you help me to make my way through the crowd to the other side of the fountain? I want to see his face. I've traveled so far. I'm a little tired. I doubt if I could manage it by myself.
Is that all? All right. Here, take my hand.
Well, thank you.
Coming through. Now, get out of the way, you stupid. Coming through.
You know, he's
here,
made the blind to see. People like me who were blind all their lives but didn't realize
it. Now, you don't really think that...
Oh, I saw him bring sight to a man who'd been blind for 20 years.
Oh, that must have been something to see. Wonder how he did it. No matter. Well, look around you, old man. Well, there's a magic trick for you. That man there with tears streaming down his face.
Huh?
That's Silas. Now, look at him now. You'd never dream what a crook he is. And there... There's Aaron, the wine merchant. He's a cheat.
Oh.
And you see that one in the striped robe over there? The one with the soulful eyes beating his breast? He's one of my best customers.
My child, are you so unhappy? Is it because you recognize yourself and these other unfortunates?
Oh, I recognize myself, all right. Through and through. Well, I've taken you through the crowd as you asked. Now, I've got to go.
You're not going.
I said I've got to leave you now. Good luck.
Goodbye. But God go with you.
If he did, he might not like the company I keep.
With you anyway.
What do you mean?
You know what I mean. You know exactly what I mean.
No, I don't.
That old man back there. We could have lifted his purse. That's what I mean.
So?
So, have you all of a sudden gone virtuous or something? Should I stop bringing you trade? I can spread the word, you know. I can.
I don't care what you do.
You've gotten awfully independent, eh? Oh, come on, Mary. So one old man got away. So what? Come on. You need me and I need you. What do you say?
All right, Isaac. Let bygones be bygones.
Mary, what do you want?
I want to talk. I'd like to talk to you.
What if you want money? I told you, no more money, and I meant it, Mary.
I just want to talk to you, Martha. Can I come in?
Well, all right, come in.
Can I sit down? I'm very weary.
Weary?
I've been walking all night.
I'm not interested in...
Please, Martha, please. I didn't come here to fight with you. Don't start one with me. I might deserve it. I probably do deserve it, but... Just let me stay with you a little while.
How long has it been since you ate?
This morning, I think. I don't remember.
I'll get you something.
That would be very kind.
You seem different. I don't know what it is. Are you in trouble? Are you sick?
No, I'm not sick. And I'm not in trouble either.
And what is it? Did you steal something? Oh, Mary, when I refused you the money, I'll never forgive myself if I brought you to trouble. Never. I was only trying to do the right thing.
Oh, no, Martha, it's nothing like that. You know, you can be very sweet when you're not trying to show how righteous you are.
You said you wanted to talk. What about? Are you sure you're not in some kind of trouble?
Trouble? I never said anything about trouble.
Why, yes, you did. You did, too. You said... Oh, well, I don't know what you said exactly.
Oh, I know. You thought the authorities were after me. You thought I was in hiding. Oh, I don't know what you thought.
Don't take that tone with me, Mary. You came here to my home. You came here to me. You only notice I'm alive when you need something. Now what is it?
What's the matter? You afraid I might be going to prison? Doing more harm to the good name of Martha, the holy woman, is that it?
Oh, just a minute.
Oh, never mind, Martha, never mind. Whatever it is, I couldn't have talked to you about it anyway. You wouldn't understand.
There you go again. You're always saying I wouldn't understand. Who do you think you are on top of everything else, Solomon?
Oh, don't be a hypocrite!
Oh, so that's right. I'm a hypocrite. I forgot. I do my duty. You disgrace me, and I am a hypocrite. Oh, you have the gall to call me anything or tell me anything about your sordid affairs.
Oh, sister, I could tell you a lot of things.
Well, don't. There are times when you seem so ugly and so bad. I even feel unclean myself.
Oh, so the truth is finally out.
Are you satisfied now? Did you get what you wanted? You made me say it. Are you satisfied? Then go on and get out of here.
You bet I'll get out of here.
Mary, wait. Mary, come back. I didn't want that. I didn't mean to quarrel. Oh, why must everything go wrong?
Hello?
Hmm?
Remember me?
Oh.
I helped you yesterday.
Yes, yes. Can I do something for you, child?
Well, I just... Never mind, I won't bother you.
No, wait. Will you join me for breakfast? We'll see if any of the shops are open. Must be quite early.
Oh, never mind. I don't know why I looked for you anyway.
Come with me and help me find something to eat. Meanwhile, you can talk to me about whatever's on your mind. Or I'll talk to you. If that doesn't suit you, we can not talk at all. Is that all right?
Yeah. Yes, that's all right.
You take a simple orange. It's a wonderful thing, isn't it? Why, an orange? Oh, there I go again, rambling on. Forgive me.
No. You make things seem very nice.
Don't things seem nice to you?
Well,
I'm so terribly unhappy. I'm so miserable. And it's your fault. I was all right until you were kind to me. But now I don't know what came over me. I even thought that talking to my sister would help. It's so crazy I've been acting. My sister. What a laugh. We just don't get along. Sometimes I
think that a long time ago she could have stopped me. Well, it's too late now.
It's very human to blame others for our miseries. We all do it. I mistrust myself, so I mistrust my neighbor. And I hate myself. Oh, there's no end to it if we let it go on.
I had a fight with Martha. I don't feel like fighting with you two. Goodbye.
No, wait.
Go talk to my sister Martha. You two would get along fine.
Where have you been, Mary? Mary, I've got a lot of plans for today.
All right, Isaac. Calm down. I had a very tiring night.
Well, hand it over.
Let go of my arm.
Hand it over, I said. Don't start getting smart with me.
I said let go of my arm. I'm through, Isaac. I've never held anything back from you. If I did, you stupid fool, I'd own half of this town. And watch your threats. You try anything and you might wake up in an alley. Dead.
What?
I'm getting out of here. And if you ever come near me again, you'll find out that I'm not bluffing. Do you understand me?
Get out of here, then, before I kill you.
Sure, you're speaking of my sister,
yes,
Mary?
Yes, yes. She needs our help. Yours, mine. I'm sure that she wants desperately to see him, Jesus. I know that if she does, her life will be changed. Come with me to find her. Jesus will be in this town until this evening. He's dining at the house of a friend.
But why are you so concerned with Mary? You hardly know her.
My oldest daughter was very much like your sister. She's dead now. But I considered her dead long before. She disgraced me. I hated my child when she needed my love. Because she had no one to turn to, no hope, she took her own life. In Mary, I see my child. I must try to atone.
I've heard of this Nazarene. I don't know. I don't understand these things. He must be a good man. I'll come with you.
Mary?
Are you in there? Please let us in. Let us talk to you.
Go away. Go away and leave me alone.
Mary, we must talk to you. Please let us in.
What do you want?
Oh, Mary, Mary, please forgive me for being so hard and so harsh.
What are you talking about?
Last night you came to me for help. You needed me and I turned away. I'm not very wise. Please give me another chance to help, or just to listen if that's what you want.
For once in my life, I don't know what to say. I don't understand.
When we set out looking for you, we stopped at the tavern. We heard what happened. We were frightened.
I had a fight with Isaac. I can never go back, not there. And I don't want to.
I haven't cried in years. And since I met you, old man, it seems to be all I've done. I can't stop.
Oh, Mary, let us help you.
How can you bear to look at me, to touch me?
Listen, Simon told me he's sure Jesus, Nazarene. Oh, I don't know how to say it. Oh, Simon, will you talk to her?
Mary, he's gone. Open your heart to him, your very soul. If you can believe, he will forgive your sins. Banish the devils within you. He can bring you peace, Mary. Only you'll let him.
If he is God, or if he's just very good, he'll be revolted. If he is God, he will strike me dead for my evil.
My child, there's nothing he does not know. There's no one he does not love. I will take you to him.
No. No, Simon. It's better if I go alone.
She's been in there such a long time. I'm worried. What if he...
Wait, there's someone coming out. Young man.
Yes?
Did you see a young woman in the house? She was looking for Jesus of Nazareth. Do you know if she found him?
She found him? It was the strangest thing I ever saw.
What happened?
She walked into the room where my master and his guests were getting ready to eat. She stood there just looking at Jesus for the longest time.
Yes. Well, go on.
She didn't say anything. She didn't say anything. Then she turned to me and she said, "I will give you money. Get me a jar of your master's finest oil and his best spices. He's a rich man. He will have the best." I was so surprised that I went and did as she said. She went right up to Jesus. Right up to him.
Please go on. Tell us about the woman.
She fell to her knees in front of Jesus, crying. She cried so much that she washed his feet with her tears. Then she dried him off with her hair. Her hair. Then she took the oil and the spices and anointed his head. I never saw anything like that before in my life. Just never.
What happened then?
One of the guests complained that the woman had wasted a lot of expensive oil and spices. She should have given it to the poor or something. Then Jesus said to let her alone, that she had done a good thing, that the poor will be here a long time, but that he wouldn't be. And then he said that now his body was anointed for burying, and whenever this story is told, it will be like a memorial to her. I tell you what, I never, never saw anything like it.
Simon, what did all that mean?
It means that Mary is safe now, Martha. She's safe.